You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America, to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today we are speaking with Dr. Sue Samuelson, a board-certified vet and the founder of the iVet Award-winning innovative new online veterinary experience that is designed to provide access to real veterinary care for people that live in remote areas or pet owners isolated by disability. Dr. Samuelson, we certainly appreciate your time and for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Oh, thank you very much. It's my pleasure.
It's our pleasure as well. So first of all, for starters, let's just start out by having you tell us more about your business, iVet, to kick things off.
Yeah, sure. Look, like you said, iVet is an online veterinary consultation service. So it's provided through the internet by video conferencing, and it helps people that find it difficult to actually reach the vet because not everyone has a vet clinic that's just around the corner. So they can either call the vet if there's an emergency, or they could book an appointment online, and then they connect directly with the vet, and the vet gets to see the owner and actually sees the pet. So the vet then sort of instructs the owner through a series of tests that helps them to determine just how sick the pet is and what course of action may need to be taken. And then we either treat the pet with what the owner has at home, or we might need to write a prescription that can be filled at a pharmacy. Or in some of the really regional towns, we have trained technicians that we can call if the pet is sick and needs to maybe be put on fluids or maybe needs some more specialised care. So we've got a few outcome options.
Of course, I'm curious, what drove you to start this kind of service? Get into that a little, if you would.
Yeah, sure. Look, this service really, for us, started through necessity. I have a small single vet practice just in this tiny little town in northern Australia, and there's some 4,000 people that live there. And around that town is a bunch of tiny little Aboriginal communities, and in those communities are teachers and police and nurses, and all those guys have got pets. So we were often contacted by them because they might have a small problem with their pet, or for some of these guys, they just simply needed their dog vaccinated or wormed, and it was very hard for them to get these people for them to come into town. So I've always been really passionate about providing quality care for people in the bush. I really always felt that we had the means to be able to provide just as good a care for those guys as what we do in town. And so it's from there that we really sort of started to Skype with them. It was when Skype was our first line of video conference. And when we started doing that, we realised that a lot of the things that the owners would say over the phone that they thought was wrong with their pets was actually really quite wrong, or they'd missed something that was really, really important. So we really started to rely a lot more on video conferencing because of that, and really saw the value in seeing their pets. So then sort of 2 years ago, the refinery that was in this tiny little town, it closed down. So the population in that town halved, and my husband was one of the people that was made redundant. So we needed to leave town for work purposes, but I still had this tiny little vet service. So we switched basically to running the clinic through just video consulting, and we call it telehealth. And from there, I guess the service just grew. It turns out there's people all over the world that need this kind of help, and it's not just people that are geographically isolated. And you know, we found there was people with, you know, some with disabilities, or people that are ill, or expats that are in remote places overseas that need a vet but can't find a vet that speaks English. So really, I just kind of fell into it. So my world really changed around me, and I needed to work out how to really to first survive and then to prosper, I suppose. And so from there, iVet was born.
quite interesting and also interesting how everything evolved to form the company iVet. How did you prepare yourself to transition from veterinarian to an entrepreneur?
Look, through the journey, there was very little preparation, and I really think of myself as this accidental entrepreneur. There was really no clever preemptive thinking. I just saw a solution to a problem and kind of ran with it. So that being said, look, I had to completely re-educate myself. Where I used to sit up at nights reading about new veterinary treatments for diarrhea, I find myself now sitting up at night reading about new telemedicine technology. So I read a lot, and I'm very up to date with anything to do with my new industry. I try to learn a lot from human telemedicine models and try to work out ways to utilize those kind of tools and concepts and see if I can transfer them over to pets in some way. I'm always trying out new ideas as to how to get diagnostic information from the pets through the screen and testing them out. But I guess, look, ultimately, I've also had to take a deep breath and be brave. Telehealth is becoming a lot more commonplace in human medicine now, but in veterinary it's really still very new, and many of the state vet boards haven't quite caught up with deciding how to regulate it. And of course, many of the older vets don't really like things being done differently, and there's always those that will embrace disruption in all its forms, and then there's those that are really happy with the status quo. So it takes courage to really shake the apple cart, but sometimes you just need to put your big girl pants on and just have a go.
Most certainly. On that, today we're joined by Dr. Sue Samuelson, a board certified vet and the founder of the iVet, award-winning innovative new online veterinary experience that is designed to provide access to real veterinary care for people that live in remote areas or pet owners isolated by disability, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Don't forget, you can follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Now, Dr. Samuelson, if you had your chance, what would you have done differently in the process?
Oh, God, there's a lot of paths that I took that were dead ends, and people I put faith in that I probably shouldn't have. But look, in all honesty, I believe it's the mistakes that make your success. Learning from what didn't work, dissecting the problem and then generating a new and better path. Look, I think that's what makes us entrepreneurs. And I mean, sometimes I wish I had the faith earlier on in myself to trust my instincts. But I knew deep down when I was on the wrong path, and now I trust myself, and I have a great team around me. But if I had the chance to do anything differently, I probably wouldn't. I think my mistakes are my steepest learning curves, and I'm pretty sure I'm going to have many more in my lifetime to come.
Now, lastly, for someone first starting out with a new concept or idea, what is the best advice you can give for the listeners today?
Oh, look, I think it's surround yourself with a good team. My business coach, John Michael, is CEO of Image Group International, and his team. They're really my confidants in building the business and this new product. You simply can't be an expert in everything, and you'll only ever be as good as your team. When trying to change people's ideas, it really takes time. And, we make the mistake of thinking early on that, if I build it, they will come. I think that mostly happens in the movies. And for the rest of us, we need a team of finger-on-the-pulse type people to help with marketing and strategy and to penetrate that bombardment of advertising that people receive every day. So I think if your idea or product is a bit slow at taking off, and you really believe in it, make sure you have the right team of experts helping you out. And if your gut tells you that they aren't quite the dream team, then look, don't be afraid to shut it down and go somewhere else. And, after all, it's your dream to have your idea be successful, so don't ever give up on that.
Some good advice right there. Thanks for that. Tell our listeners where they can get more information about iVet and how they could be in touch.
Sure, yeah. Just go to our website. It's www.i-vet.com.au.
Easy enough. Well, I think it's pretty awesome what you're doing, and we really appreciate your time spent with us on the show and look forward to an opportunity of having you back with us right here on Enterprise Radio. Have a great day.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
And you're more than welcome. We have been speaking with Dr. Sue Samuelson, a board-certified vet and the founder of the iVet award-winning innovative new online veterinary experience that is designed to provide access to real veterinary care for people that live in remote areas or pet owners isolated by disability. And for more information and for contact, simply visit i-vet.com.au. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.